Another edition of the Podfathers. This is brought to you by 1-800-Flowers because Mother's Day is right around the corner. You got to keep your baby mama happy, and 1-800-Flowers is going to hook you up with their exclusive 24 for 24 offer. That's 24 multicolored roses for just $24. Shout out to Jack Bauer.
Shout out.
Right now, you can only get it until Friday. I highly suggest just calling 1-800-Flowers right now. Stop listening. Order it now. Make sure you take care of your wife. Make sure you take care of your mom. Make sure you take care of your grandma. Anybody, pappies, mammies, everybody who has kids, you need to get them flowers for Mother's Day. So go to 1-800-Flowers and 1-800-Flowers.com. Click the radio icon. Click the code PODFATHERS. Enter the code PODFATHERS. And you're going to get the 24 multicolored roses for just $24. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Code PODFATHERS. Again, it ends Friday. That shouldn't matter because you got to get your order in now, today, right now. Chaps joins us from Tejas. He's via Skype right now, and I'm going to take a picture of the screen, and I'm going to tweet it out for everybody's enjoyment because he's got this flow going with the lettuce, and he is something special. Give me that look one more time. There you go. All right, we got Clem all the way in from north of the wall. We got Mother's Day coming up. We're going to do our Mother's Day edition next week since we put shows out on Mondays. So shout out to all the moms. You're going to get your love the day after Mother's Day because that's what we do here at Podfathers. We're going to keep it going for you. You don't just get one day. Yep. You're going to get 2 days.
They'll be smelling their 1-800 flowers, listening to the podcast.
All 24 of them.
My boy loves me.
So what do we got today? We begin with B. Clance, Super Producer BC, ordinarily sitting right alongside us. Taking notes and doing all producer shit. Nowhere to be found because he went hard. Last night, it was a Thursday night. We did the Barstool client meeting, Cinco de Mayo sort of thing. His wife and kid are both out of town. They were out of town all week. I can't even imagine what I would get into if I got that situation right now. I'm happy when I can get like one night a week by myself. I might disappear like Good Will Hunting style. Like you'll just never hear from me again.
But the worst part about the week is that you know at the end of that week, his house is going to be a wreck.
Disaster.
Like, so he's probably like, because you know you have to do the FaceTime thing every time everybody's away. You're going to be doing multiple FaceTime sessions. So his corner that he lets his family see is going to get gradually smaller and smaller as the week goes by. Like, why are you sitting in the corner in the guest bathroom?
Well, my camera's broken. Just call me.
Wi-Fi's out again.
My wife was away a couple weeks ago, and I didn't do one load of laundry. I barely ran the dishwasher. Shit was everywhere. And then you're right, that you got to pay the piper at the end of the week where it's like, now I have to do all of this shit. But whatever, fuck that. I am not going to talk about this badly. That is the greatest thing that can possibly happen to a dad in our situation. I mean, Chaps, you've been through it longer. And I mean, do you think it's better, sweeter for me or you if you were to get a week of freedom? You also
probably,
get it kind of consistently when you pop up to New York.
Yeah, so probably you guys. I mean, McCartney's 4.5, so the baby time is a big, especially when they're in diapers, because you get a week off from diapers, and that's where B. Clance is at. So anytime you can get a full week off from diaper, that's a pretty nice little vacay.
What about when you get rid of diapers altogether?
That's pretty damn good.
how's that going, Clem?
we have success. We have a potty trained. We have a potty trained kid, I think. I think
the eagle has landed.
Potty trained kid in not a lot of time, because that Boomer interview was, even during the Boomer interview, and that came out the week before, we had canned that for, you know, Cystic Fibrosis Month. She was already potty trained. My wife went to work on her for a week, and she doesn't piss herself, doesn't shit herself. the only issue we have is she doesn't go at school. She straight up just holds it in
the entire time. That's just girls, man.
Yeah.
That's just fucking girls.
It's not just girls. It's Clem's. I piss.
Like holds the poop in or the pee?
Just doesn't go to the bathroom at school, but then she goes home and then goes to the bathroom.
At all? She doesn't pee all day?
She pees in the morning, pees at night, pees every time else, but yeah, she just won't pee. Sometimes they'll put her in
That's outrageous.
Yeah, it's wild. But you know what? As much as I want to give her shit, no pun intended for it, I just had a mental block where I didn't want to pee at school, and I didn't pee at school
what the fuck?
middle school to high school. The minute I got home, I had to piss like a motherfucker.
I bet. It's been fucking like 9 hours.
I get off the bus. I didn't have to pee. I hit that front door. I was like, oh, I got to go in this bathroom and piss. But I go to the bathroom before I left the house, and then I got to the bathroom as soon as I got back to the house. But that entire time.
It's a Clem thing. You got some
sort
of
pee
phobia?
Not even a pee phobia. It's just like, I don't want it. I don't do public bathrooms. But that's the craziest thing. She goes in grocery store bathrooms. She goes in like restaurant bathrooms, but it's just at school with all her people there. She doesn't want to piss around her. It's her goddamn boyfriend, I think. He's probably scaring her. And
it's like a gaggle of kids around every time they're trying to get to the bathroom. Like, I went in there time to pick up McCartney. There's like 8 other little fuckers running around the bathroom. Like, what are you little assholes doing? Give her some space. She's got to wipe.
Chicks do that shit early. It's crazy that girls still go to the bathroom. That does not get enough play, is how weird it is that, like, girls, especially when they're, like, in their 20s, they just herd to the bathroom together.
It's their little, what goes on in there? It's their little, like, safe space. I don't know what happens in there. I was talking to my buddy Justin last night, who he's potty training his kid too. And he read, and I don't know if this is a thing or not, but he read that like the best way to do it is to just let him run around naked, because when they pee or poop, it's like going to be it's almost like shaming them, being like, all right, you pissed all over the floor, like you have to go to the toilet. And he was like, his wife like brought it up to him, and he read this article or whatever, and he was like, I'm absolutely not fucking doing that. He was like, I don't know how we're going to get
her
potty trained.
There's a couple times that it goes on the floor. Your dumbass is cleaning that shit up.
Shame.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to strip my kid naked, shit shame her, and then also have to clean up all the piss when she pees on the floor.
I feel like you could do that if you have like a primarily tile floor, kind of like just get like a puppy pad for the corner.
Yeah, if you're like in a fucking carpet, like locker room shower where you could just wipe it down, sure. But if you have a normal house, I don't think you want to let your kid run around naked like a goddamn wild animal.
I have
everywhere.
A dad who has probably the most effective method to potty training his kid, and he did it by mistake. But it's some shit. It's some fucked up.
You about
stuff
to hit
like
us with a dad hack?
Yeah, this is the same guy who, mind you, I think you guys remember, I told the story where when his kid wouldn't get off the stairs, he goes, "We're gonna go to the doctor and get shots."
Yeah, that's right. just bullying his kids around.
This one wasn't as premeditated, but one day his kid had an accident, just shit pissed everywhere. I think in her underwear. At that point, she was potty training, and he didn't know what to do. They were outside. It was like, you can't bring it inside, right?
Scared where this is gonna go.
Pants down, takes out the hose.
And
hosed her with the hose. And I hope to God it wasn't like the hard garden spray. I hope maybe just put his thumb in there.
Jesus,
but it was, I'm sure it was
Christ.
Cold water. However, every time, like he said, from that point on, from that point on, she was potty trained. And if she ever had an accident again, she goes, "Daddy, do I have to get the hose?" And you know what? He said it worked. So I have to give that. I do not recommend this. The Podfathers, this is not signed by the Podfathers. But it's a successful. It's a story of success.
Just breaking your kid emotionally by hosing her down like a fucking horse in a barn.
Convict, like a horse, exactly.
It's kind of fucked up.
I'm
sitting here
up.
With look of judgment on my face, also knowing that I told my daughter that I would kill myself if she didn't eat a fish sticks. So,
exactly. Listen,
too mad.
It's not. We're not
in the heat of the moment. You'll do fucking anything,
right? We're not fully co-signing this, but to each their own. Every man's got to get through their battle the way they got to get through it. I don't know.
The other side of the coin is, I mean, I don't remember anything before I was like 3 years old. So it's like she probably doesn't even remember it now. She's older.
Yeah. Well, why don't you just like smack your kids around too? Like every time you shit your pants, I'm gonna punch you in the face. You're two. You're not gonna remember.
Hulk Hogan flying leg drop on her little ass.
But so Mama Clem just took care of it, huh?
Mama Clem took care of it.
They're the best with that shit. Like when it comes to like, we're trying to phase the bottle out now. We're trying to phase the pacifier out. Well, we were trying, you know, all these different like milestones and landmarks that you're supposed to like achieve by certain ages. I've never looked at one of those fucking things. If I was a single dad, Shay would have a pacifier when she's 11, because I would just be like, I don't know. You like it? Keep going.
Yep.
My wife is, her mom is the one who's like, we got to start this now because she's got to be doing this by this age and da 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 da. I mean, yeah, without it, I think she'd be in adult diapers. I don't know how they stick to
that. But when you take
shit.
Them to the pediatrician, you know, you have those little checkups where the 2.5 year mark, like this is what they should be doing. And you don't know what those check marks are because you probably like coach them like before you go in. Like, smash all these check marks.
Yeah.
So the pediatrician asks and you're like, Can you touch your nose? Do you know where your nose is? And they're like, boom. And you're like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, nailed it. Killed it. It's like when Shay pointed to her fucking toes at music class.
Bitch.
I was like, oh, my God. She has no idea where her toes are. By the grace of God, she points down. I mean, the other thing, the flip side, too, is when they're even younger, the doctor's asking us, like, so is she passing items from one hand to the other? Is she, like, starting to form words? And we were like, sure. Yeah. Yep. Let's go with that, Doc. Like, it's like, why would we feel the need to lie? I don't know. Like, yeah, we're good. Fine. She's good.
You can always just talk yourself. It's like Costanza. It's true if you believe it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's
exactly.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
Boys, I'm getting down to the wire here, officially into the third trimester. that reaction from both of you is perfect. Clem just shook his head and Chaps goes, oof. I'm so fucked, man. I am absolutely, completely terrified.
I was talking to you the other day. We were on our way back from a thing at YouTube. And I go, Kevin, I wish I knew you just earlier in life. Because I'm not going to know you. Like, you're gone. Like,
that's it.
This is what I have in you now. It's gone. This kid is gone. You're gone in 3 months, and you're gone forever.
July 24th is the due date / funeral. You guys should hold a wake for me. Have services. Give me a good eulogy, Clem. I mean, it is a wrap.
What? And someone's going to see a picture of you?
She's going to be pissed that her brother has a good birthday.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. This is all the more proof that we should just switch it to June.
Save that video. Keep that video and go, I want to do this, and your mother.
She's already going to think when she gets to be like 7 that the brother gets like special beanies and stuff like that from being like the little one. And now she's going to be, no chance that she doesn't think that her brother gets more presents than her.
Dude, let me tell you something. Shay is not going to handle any of this well. She is not gonna like sharing the spotlight.
She's a Westchester girl. She doesn't like sharing. She's gonna be like, fuck this shit.
You know who you really gotta worry about? It's Duncan too.
I know, man. I feel bad. I was knocking my boy Duncan on stool scenes the other day. Have you guys watched the new Louis C.K. special?
Yeah.
Some of it. Yeah,
when he was like, listen, I'm 49, I got 2 kids. Fuck a dog. Yeah. Like, I cannot even begin to worry about my dog. Just tranquilize that motherfucker. That's where we're at with Duncan. Like, he is just the worst behaved dog ever. And I'm just like, I don't know what to do, man. Please stop being the way you are, because it's so hard. And it's just going to get even worse for him. And then when it gets worse for him, he pisses my wife off more. And it's just a vicious cycle where I'm like, Dunks, you're killing me, bro.
It hurts so much when your wife spits out that phrase, I fucking hate this dog.
I know. Dude, that was the one thing that I really wasn't prepared for, or that I had never heard of. When my wife is pregnant, all the stoolie dads immediately tweeted me. They were like, just wait until your wife hates the dog. And I was like, I've never heard that one. Like, I heard you're never going to sleep. I heard you're never going to have sex. I heard you're going to this or that. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I've never heard anything about the dog. That is the realest shit they ever wrote. As soon as the dog was fucking around with her toys and her pacifier and not behaving, she was like, I mean, I can't tell you how many times my wife has said, your dog has one more strike, and then he's gone. And every time it hurts, I'm like, yo, that's some cold shit. That's my boy.
Like, I've told you guys how Gus is, like, my favorite dog ever. Like, even my dog that I went to, like, war with and shit. I love Gus because he's just a big, dumb idiot. And none of my dogs are allowed to bark at home. Like, even outside, like, they're not really allowed to bark. I train them not to. So, instead of barking, Gus has gotten around that where he just sneezes, like, all the time. When he first comes in, he just sneezes. So, my wife will let him inside. When she's like getting ready to go to bed or whatever, she'll be like in her nightgown, and Gus will just come up trying to get some attention. We'll just be sneezing and sneezing and sneezing. And she's like, I hate this fucking dog. All he does is get boogers on me. And she'll be like, go lay your bitch ass down, Gus.
Yep.
And Gus just gets these big old eyes, just like so sad. And I'm like, come here, buddy. Like, she didn't mean it. Mommy's mean.
I know. And you got to like console them, right?
And then she got mad at me yesterday because Otto has long hair, and Otto comes inside and the neighbors like watering their lawn, and he like puts his head up against the fence to get water. Like, he likes to lick the fence like a fucking weirdo.
Right.
But his hair comes inside all matted, and my wife gets mad at me because I tell Otto he looks like he has AIDS. Like, she's like, that's fucked up. Because like,
you tell me how much you hate this dog. What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm like, he legit does look like he's about to die. Like, he looks like he's disheveled in a hospital bed. It's an accurate description.
I don't know what it is, though. It's like, chicks, maybe they're just not as much as dog people as guys are. I don't know. Because they all seem to flip that switch. She liked him beforehand. He was always like pretty like badly behaved, so that bothered her. But like, Now she, I mean, if it was up to her, I feel like she would just leave the gate open and be like, oh, Duncan got out. I don't know. He's gone forever. Oh, well.
Chaps has heard that story before.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Live that.
My wife, I don't think it's because of McCartney. I think it's the boogers, but
it's wild though. Be prepared for that. And I don't even know what's going to happen next with two kids. Oh, let me hit you with a little dad hack though. Earned major brownie points the other day. The wife had to go in for her glucose test, which is just a quick, you know, she drank the drink like an hour ahead of time. And then you go in, they take the blood, and that's it. So it wasn't like
I feel like you glossed over that. I feel like we're going to have a lot of female listeners.
No, no, no.
Like, a lot worse.
No, no, no. We're going to get to it. But I'm saying my point being that the appointment itself is a quick one. So she was like, it's just quick. I'm in and out. Like, you don't have to go. When you hear you don't have to go, you have to go.
I don't want you to go is you don't have to go. Like, please don't come is the only way you don't go
like,
to a meeting.
Yeah, you need to, she needs to really hit you with like, I don't want you there, where you have to, you're almost realizing like, all right, I might actually make it worse if I was there. Yeah. But when she says you don't have to come, you have to come. So the glucose thing, you have to fast for 12 hours before you do the test, because it has to, you have to test your regular level of glucose without sugar and all that shit spiking it. Fasting when you are 30 weeks pregnant is no fucking joke. That's, I mean, my wife is a big breakfast girl too. She's like, she gets up, she needs her bagel and her coffee. So she was dreading this like it was going to war. She was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to eat until 10:15. What am I going to do? That's like, we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. So you got to choke down that drink. Luckily, she doesn't have any, like, some people throw it up and there's nausea and shit. It's gross, but she got through it. So I showed up, surprised her with the bagel and the coffee, ready to rock as soon as she got out.
It's supposed
and it was
to taste like concentrated Coke, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Crazy it's concentrated, like, fruit drink.
Yeah, it's not good. It's thick, I think. It's. I've never had to do it. I hope I never have to do it.
We should do that.
You know what? That actually is not a bad idea. We do the glucose test, the drink, whatever. I don't care about the results. Fuck it.
Fuck the 12-hour fast, though, guys. Fuck you. You guys are on your own on that one.
If I have gestational diabetes, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
That would be a real day ruiner. That would really put a damper on things. But it was probably the first time in many months that my wife even liked me. She was like, thank you. And I was like, we're good. Awesome. I'm actually out of the doghouse for once because I put myself in it the other day.
Sure did.
Doing my little EMTC early morning Twitter crew action. We were talking about how girls cannot load the dishwasher. I don't know why they can't do it. It's much like the toothpaste tube. There's just no rhyme or reason to the way they... The other day, I opened up the dishwasher, and there was a giant pot in the top row, directly in the middle to the point that nothing else could be put on the top shelf.
See, I was like... My wife is like a Tetris master with the dishwasher.
Well, good for you, because the rest of them out there are just throwing it in there like a goddamn maniac.
That's how I am. I just try to shove it in there like it's a duffel bag.
My wife, sometimes it's like the plates are all fucked up, and I'm like, we're not optimizing
exactly.
Our space here.
Yes.
And that drives me
it's
crazy.
It's optimization.
However, I've gotten to the point now where like we used to like, oh, this isn't dishwasher safe. Dishwasher safe, I have now taken. That's a guideline. Fuck that.
Bro.
Everything is dishwasher. The baby's dishwasher safe.
I'll put fucking Shea up in there. I mean,
the only thing
anything.
I don't use is like nice pots. Nice pots don't – and
nice
knives.
Nice pots. I don't have nice pots. I'm
bro,
poor.
Yeah.
I'm in New York. I'm poor.
Chaps, you think we have nice pots? You think there's a difference between the quality of pots? I got like, – I have like one pot, by the way. I just have a pot. No, I don't have the S. I just have pot.
I didn't send you guys a picture of my – like my kitchen's like pretty big. We don't have any cabinet space because we have like so many stupid-ass gadgets. Like –
bro,
I don't have cabinet space.
I don't have the gadgets. I don't have the space. I don't have the S's. I have like fork, plate, and pot.
When I'm doing my cooking with Chaps at home, I'm like just making do with butter knives. That's how I'm chopping shit. I'm working.
So we go in there. We go and get this new sparkling wine, by the way, that is fucking incredible. It's made from like Syrah, which is different for like a sparkling run, like a little more red.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought these nice long stem glasses. What was that show that you were talking about that you watched, Kevin?
That where the wine glasses came from?
Yeah.
Scandal. Olivia Pope had the wine glasses that are like long as fuck.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Sexy
so that's what we got those too. Like we were on like one of our date nights of the last decade, like one of five of the last decade. And we went on our date to this like liquor store to pick up some really nice wine glasses. And we get home and we opened up like our wine cabinet. And I was like, why in the fuck do we have like 80 glasses? Who the fuck are we having?
Yeah.
And she was like, you know what? Let's get rid of them. So we got rid of, like, we had a serious UPS box full of wine glasses. And she was like, what are we going to do with these? I was like, give them to Goodwill. And so we just gave them away. We didn't even try to sell them. It felt so good.
Yo, that kind of shit, what you just described, needs to happen way more often. For clothes, for toys, for junk, for pots, for... I mean, and the wine glasses are hilarious because we use two.
Yep.
Like, you have, like, your glass that you like. You know what I mean? All types of glasses. I have the one that I drink, like, water and, like, and soda out of that it's, like, it's the perfect shape and the perfect height and all that shit. So we each have our wine glass, and then there's, like, 30 more. And we never entertain. Maybe a couple guests come over, so we need four total. It's wild. That's a big wedding registry thing, too, though. When people register, they just get, like,
coffee mugs are bad, too.
Yeah, what's that about, too? Mugs, you only need a couple.
I use my Barstool mug and then the mug when my Barstool mug is dirty. Those are the two I use.
You just need a backup. That's all you need, man. That's got to feel good. That's liberating to just be like, we actually did it. We actually threw shit out.
We did, like, a big...
It's always awesome.
These are perfectly good things. I'm getting rid of them.
We did a big pantry purge, too. We just threw out all the old shit in the pantry, and then even, like, some of the old appliances that we don't use anymore, and I just threw it all in the garbage. I don't know if you're even allowed to throw it in the garbage. I just threw it all in the garbage. Yeah. I'm like, that's their fucking problem.
I know. Recycling's a sham. Come on. We don't know what... everything just mix it all in.
That's the other thing. My wife with recycling, and I know she's listening, as I know I'm going to get in trouble for this right now.
Doghouse!
She'll just throw anything that could be recyclable in the recycling thing. She'll throw, like, a huge box. And then we have a little recycling bin in our house.
Yeah, a little
blue one. And it just takes up the entire thing. And I'm like, I throw a can in there, bounces out. Everything just bounces out. It's like basically a lid on top of our container. And I'm just, and every week I'll tell her, don't do that. And then she does it again. And it's just like, but you know what? She's not pregnant. I would never go at my pregnant wife like you did on Twitter.
I know. So get back to the original story. I'm on early morning Twitter crew doing my thing. And at 8 a.m. at the fucking buzzer where early morning Twitter ends, the wife swoops in from the clouds on Twitter.
On Twitter. Doesn't even go with the text.
Yo, you want to check my wife's feed? She only tweets when she's mad at me. It's really funny. It'll be like, if you go through a timeline, it's like, oh, I see that you're tweeting, but you haven't texted me back yet. Or like, I hope you're having fun at your, like, while you're drinking because we're home, blah, blah, blah. It's always like, if you see her tweet, I've done something wrong.
Your wife's Twitter account is like, did the Mets lose? You know, yes, Twitter account's like, did Kevin really, really, really fuck up?
So she goes like, I have, because we were talking about the dishwasher, we were talking about the toothpaste, all things that girls can't do. She goes, I have so many comments, but I'll refrain. She goes, but until you can pick up your boxers off the bathroom floor after you shower, like, then we can have a combo. And I was just body bagged. I was just body bagged. And then Clem sends the tweet. It's a gif of Snoopy going into the doghouse with, he's coming home, he's coming home. Back to the doghouse where I belong. But I got out of it because of the glucose bagel. So there's a little dad hack for you. If your wife's pregnant, she's got to do the glucose test. Fasting ain't easy when you're eating for two. So, you know, meet her at the doctor's office with her favorite breakfast, favorite coffee, whatever.
Same as like what we said with the pregnancy. Get, if she wants the cold cuts, whatever they want after that kid, get whatever meal it is. Mm-hmm. If it's from fucking China, you're going to China. You're calling up Donnie. He's going to send you whatever you need.
Yeah.
It's priority, and it's going to her. Give her whatever she needs. I thought you were going to say you fasted with her and did the whole nine.
I mean, let's not get crazy.
I was going to say, if you fast, say, oh yeah, I'm fasting, and then like sneak away, eat, so then you're not in a bad mood too.
Right,
you know
right,
I mean?
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. She's like, why does your breath smell like Kit Kats? Like, I don't know.
So speaking of eating, you guys are about to enter the territory in like the next year or so where the only time you want to go out to eat is when you look on Yelp and look to see if it has like a play place like attached to it.
Oh, I can't go out anymore. Like, she's a terror. She just wants to walk around. So, she won't sit still. So I'm out on, I need to find those spots.
We have been looking like all over town basically for places that have like big old play places where like both of the kids can go. And Kelsey's at the age where she flat out fucking doesn't want to go, like, with her sister.
Uh-huh.
But we don't care. Like, I
guess what? We don't fucking care about your opinion.
I don't care at all, dude. Like, you're fucking going. Like, get your little 11-year-old ass out there. As long as your feet are touching the mulch, I don't care. But your feet are going to be in the mulch. So we get there, and I'm like, oh, hell yeah, play place. Get out of here. And as soon as we sit down, my wife orders a mojito. I order a margarita. And we just basically act like Who are those bad children on the playground fucking with all the other kids?
We're a little behind, so we just went to like one of our first, and we stay with her now because she's still a little bit of a runt, and she's 2.5. And then there was two kids who came in without their parents, and they're just throwing bows, and they're just, and I'm like, yep. Where are your, I'm thinking, man, where are your fucking parents? And then the parents come in,
that's
and we're
McCartney with no supervision.
And we're just mean mugging them, and it's an interesting scene. The dynamic you have with other parents of kids. It's like if there's a good kid and you see the parent, you're like, oh, you're a good parent, and then you see kids with them, you're like, you motherfucker,
fuck you,
whole morning and breakfast is ruined because of you.
You want to send those kids into fucking foster care, which brings us to yet another airline incident. We're gonna run through some topics here, some Podfathers current events. They're brought to you by Warby Parker. Chapsy, what do you got on Warby Parker?
So I'm the glasses guy and
nerd.
I feel like one of the reasons why you guys looked at me like I look so disheveled today is just because I'm not wearing my glasses.
This is true.
The older that I get, the more I realize I have fucking raccoon face. Like, I really do. Like, I look like a raccoon without glasses. Like, my eyes are deeply inset. I look like I'm probably from Western Europe, like my ancestors are. So I need glasses to cover my face. Warby Parker sent a little home try-on thing for us to try out, like all the guys at Barstool that wear glasses. And we had like a fashion show, like at my house. It was like five of them came.
Dude, I know. Feidelberg got them. I know what you're talking about because I popped them on myself when I was walking around. Like, I wish I had glasses.
Like, everybody, like, because you look cool. Like, you feel like you look better in glasses because it covers up some of your ugly mug. Like, anybody that's wearing glasses, you feel like, and these are stylish. You get to go on their website, pick out five different types that you like, and they send them to you and you try them on. I had a fashion show at home and they're not expensive. Like, the glasses that I normally have are like $500. And these are not that. They start at just $95, including the prescription lenses, and they have the anti-glare and anti-scratch coating. Even my expensive-ass glasses that I have, they constantly look dirty. And over the past, like, five Twitter videos that I've put on, people were like, clean your fucking glasses, dude. I'm like, I do. Like, I'm like the oiliest person in the world. I can't help.
You're an oily raccoon, Japs.
But yeah, I'm an oily-ass, dirty Western European raccoon. So you can discuss the Warby Parker on the app. You can go on the app to get it. It's on iTunes. You have a little home try-on kit, like I said. You can have them for 5 days, then you send them back. You don't have to pay anything. They give you a label. You put it straight back in the regular box. You just tell them what they are, tell them what your prescription is, and that's it. All you have to do to get these glasses is go to warbyparker.com/podfathers, and you can get some glasses for yourself to try on. You're not going to regret it. You're going to look handsome.
Yo, when I popped open Feidelberg's five pack or whatever, there was like this plain black pair. It was like a black matte finish, and I was like, those are fire. And I popped them on, and I was like, they're not, you know, there's no prescription in them or whatever. So I'm just like walking around like this is glasses life. It's one of those things. Like, remember when you were a kid, you wanted to have a cast.
Yep.
It was like I almost wanted to have bad eyesight so I could get glasses at one point.
Because
now it's like a fashion accessory. Like, I wish I, you know, sometimes I pop these on, sometimes I pop those on.
You could do that. You could do the straight up.
Do like the Russell Westbrook where, yeah, like, you don't really need them.
Exactly.
And it's, I mean, it really is fun for your family too, because you can, they have this little app that you have to download for on the website. And it's basically like Snapchat for glasses. Like, you're like trying on different ones. Ah. And I was doing it in the party, and she thought it was cool. She was like, I look like Inspector Gadget. I'm like,
yeah, exactly. I put mine on, and I think it was Rhea. It was like, you look like Clark Kent. I was like, fucking A, right, I do. Yeah, let's go.
You immediately look like, I look at me right now, I look like a fucking dumbass. But if I look, put on my
you're smart.
If I put on my glasses, people think I look like a hipster.
Yo, no, I mean, also, irrefutable fact. If you wear glasses, you're smart.
Yeah.
That's what I think. That's what runs through my brain. Like, glasses, you smart. You white, you Ben Affleck. So anyway, to go back to what I was saying about putting kids in foster care. Delta Airlines is the latest airline to have a video go viral of an incident with the seats. Okay, I think as I understand it, they bought a ticket for their 2-year-old, but then tried to put their 1-year-old in that spot. And Delta was like, that's not the ticket. That's not the person for that ticket. We're overbooked. We're going to give this seat to someone else. You got to get off. And they said, they're fucking screaming at the dad. They were like, we will throw you in jail and your children will go to foster care. Which, like, that's a funny line, to be honest. The blogger in me is like, yo, they went, like, get the body bag. They went over the top. The dad in me, though, like, If you ever said, like, I'm sending my kids to foster care, I am digging my heels in, and we are going to go to war over this seat. Because I thought about this. I've been thinking about how I would react in these situations. And I'm a pretty, like, stubborn motherfucker when I get into fights like that. Like, if I'm, like, fighting for space at the bar, like, I get into it. I'm fighting for an armrest on the airplane. Like, I get into that kind of shit. I don't want to lose those battles. But I also think I don't want to be the dickhead holding up 150 people. Mm-hmm. They want to just get this flight on the road. But if you tell me you're putting my kids in foster care, like, I'm going to delay that flight by, like, 3 hours.
The thing with airlines, too, is you're basically in a – you're – it's basically – every. It's the Hunger Games. From the time they start announcing – our priority members go on first, and then there's that line of people who aren't in line. They're just waiting for their
airline
to then get in line,
pre-line,
to then sit on a fucking airplane for a fucking 3 hour period minimum. But yeah, it's bad because then you're fighting for the overhead bins, you're fighting for the armrest. If you're sitting in my row, you're fighting for any seat that may any space that may be available. It's a fucking nightmare from the jump, and then to have like these flight attendants just going at people now. People are, like, straight up, I think, trying to start, like, they're trying to flop, basically, and, like, get into those fights, so then they're getting this. They're like Dr. Dow. They never have to work a day in their life again. I'm always someone, I don't know about you guys, but if I was ever on a flight, I would be the first person to be, like, $1,000 voucher, night at a hotel, first flight tomorrow, I'm in, unless, obviously, you have to get to where you're going for some reason.
I don't think I've ever done it, but I haven't really been presented with it. If I was, like, single or didn't need to be home for work or my family, I would do that in a heartbeat.
I did once. When I went to Alabama last year for the Natty Tour, I was sitting at, I think I was in Birmingham, and they were like, we're offering $1,200 vouchers, and I was like, I'm in.
Sign me the fuck up. Yeah.
I was like, babe, I'll be home 10 hours later. And she's like, why? I was like, I just took a $1,200 voucher. And she's like, oh, fuck yeah.
Dude, I'm at the point now with the nanny and the mortgage and the car bills and all that shit that I'm like just drowning. I'm overdrawing every month before my second paycheck hits. I might just start buying plane tickets and sitting around waiting for vouchers. That might be my side gig.
If you don't think there has to be people out there.
Someone's figured that out, right? Like an algorithm of like how much
but
do you buy?
But the voucher just goes to future flights.
You can't get cash? You can't get like an Amex card or something like that. It's just straight.
No cash values, just for airlines.
But you know what? I'm going to flip them. I'll like sell them to somebody else.
Everyone has a system. There's a scheme. There has to be a scheme out there.
Gotta
There's
be.
Always a scheme.
So, chaps, you're in this situation. Someone says you and your wife are going to jail and I'm sending your kids to foster care. What do you say?
I feel like I'm basically going to be Jon Snow at that point and just defend the wall. Like,
yep, right?
Good luck coming. I mean, expect like most flight attendants aren't big fellows. So, like, I'm ready.
I think you're good. Yeah. If it's Chaps versus a flight steward, I think we're all set. It's also one of those times where you, like, even if you don't really care or whatever the fight may be, you're just like, well, my wife is here and, like, my kids, I have to just, like, defend the honor. I have to do this. You know what I mean? There's certain circumstances where it's like, well, this is just part of being the dad, part of being the guy. So, this is not kids related or anything, but.
And I feel like Mama Bear is going to go the fuck off, too.
Yeah, I would be more scared of Mama Chaps than you.
Yes, like, no doubt. It would be me using all my strength to hold my sub-100-pound wife back.
Right,
like,
right. George Brett style. You motherfucker!
Yes.
Dude, one time, this is many years ago, me and my wife were down at the Jersey Shore. We had a share house. It was the first weekend, and Barstool had just started, like, really popping off. So there were a couple girls at the bar who recognized me, and they were just being, like, trashy and annoying and, like, giggly and bumping into us on purpose, just, like, kind of flirty and shit. And so the roommate has a drink in her hand, and she kind of, like, quote-unquote accidentally on purposely, like, spills it a little bit on this girl's arm. And like I said, this girl was, like, trash. So she turns around. She has a full, like, a full mixed drink in, like, a solo cup, and she just blasts the wife with her drink. And I remember being like, all right, well, this is going to happen now. And I had one of those, like, 18-ounce aluminum cans of beer full. And I just, like, tipped it over and just dumped it on this girl's entire head, being like, I'm probably going to get knocked out for this, but, like, I have no other choice. I have to do this now. Some dude comes running over. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, what are you, like, you're the boyfriend? You're the brother? Who are you? He's like, nah, I don't even know her, but you just shouldn't be doing that to girls. I was like, you get the fuck out of here. You don't even know this girl. I had to dump a full beer on this girl's head because I needed to just defend my wife's honor in that point. That was also when I was like, we we are too old for the share house nonsense. We got to get out of this shit.
So you guys were married at that point?
Probably engaged.
Okay.
We're not married, but it was like, you know, it was.
If you don't do that, you're in more trouble with her than anyone, any boyfriend, husband,
absolutely,
whoever may be.
I would rather take a fucking sucker punch from a boyfriend swooping in than deal with my wife.
If that was Sammy's sweetheart and you see Ronnie there just fucking lifting motherfuckers over his head, you're like, all right, I guess I'm taking a Ronnie hit to the jaw.
Exactly.
Right,
I guess we got to do this. So there are just certain times where you got to do it as a dad.
The guy was really like calm too on the plane.
Yeah.
He was like, and I think he's just like going through like in his head. He's like, I got to show face in front of the wife.
Yep.
Make sure. And that's the other thing. Like we said, I take basically any voucher another night away with the kids and you're like in a hotel and you're traveling and it's probably like some shitty hotel they just throw you in. I think like you have to basically fight to get off that plane as hard as you can. Or again, like you start a fight and then you hopefully you get hit. You flop like Manu Ginobili and you're like, we're getting paid, baby. We're getting paid.
Dude, I would do everything I possibly could to get a stewardess to punch me in the face. Yeah. That's all you need, man. Then you're cashing those airline checks.
Yeah, that dude that just got like half a Delta is probably pretty happy that he got dragged off the plane.
Exactly, man. That's the best lottery ticket in the world.
I just don't understand. I mean, and this is going even just from just being a dad. How, like Delta, I heard they raised their level to like $10,000, the vouchers, because they obviously were like, we don't want to get into United situation. How do you still get into the same United
like
situation?
Like 2 fucking weeks ago. You know, it's like, this is so hot in the streets and you're still allowing it to happen.
I feel like passengers now are just like fucking.
Oh, they're waiting for it.
It's a war. It's a war.
Like people have their cell phones ready
to go. If I'm an airline, I'm like, you're not allowed to get on my plane with phones anymore. I don't know. You have to check your phones or something because it's going to keep happening forever and ever and ever.
That YouTube prankster, he was like a couple months too early, remember?
Right.
Because he got kicked off.
I
was like, ah, that fucking asshole.
Yep. Now it's like all the rage to sympathize with him.
That's gonna be fuck the whole like let's get vouchers thing. Let's just get someone to hit us. You be my cameraman. Like we just set it up. We get Hank there. We get like professionals. We get Barstool to cut the video right. Oh man, that's how we make our money. Fuck this fucking
dude. No, you know how we make our money? We throw a Barstool logo on that spinner thing.
I'm telling you.
What are these actually called?
Fidget spinners.
Fidget spinners.
I've been spinning it the whole time because I'm fucking addicted.
Yo, this thing, it's a little, if you haven't seen it yet, it's like a little, it's a triangular shaped thing.
It looks like a gear
in
a car.
Like, it looks like the flux capacitor.
Yes.
And you hold it with a thumb and a finger in the middle and you can spin it around. And kids are, everybody, but kids are flat out addicted to these things. I saw them, they were in the office the other day. I saw them for the first time. Then now everywhere I look, they're all over the place. They're selling them on the streets in New York City. Yep. Like the guys are usually selling like cell phone cases. Now just have tables of fidget spinners. I guess it was originally designed for kids with ADD.
ADHD and autistic.
But the
kids.
Thing is, we're all on the spectrum a little bit because it's awesome to spin those.
It just
things replaces
me hitting my phone and capping refresh on Twitter now.
Right. It's just another addiction.
Yep.
Chaps, are you gonna get these for your kids?
No, because I feel like I would fuck with it a lot.
Yeah.
Feel like I gotta know.
That's what I was gonna say, quote unquote, for your kids. It's like
I'm sure there's no chance that my middle schooler doesn't come home and ask him for one soon.
She'd probably just come home with one.
Teachers hate these fucking things too. They say that's just all these kids play with them, and they're like, my mom says I can use it because you know, it's like instead of giving them whatever medicines out now, they just give them this, and that keeps them occupied. And if you just see a teacher and you're just spinning this thing right in their fucking face,
I'd be like, get the fuck out of here with that little bullshit. Yeah. You're supposed to be
or
listening
that
to me.
Bitch, like I was a boomerang. Like,
yeah, for real, man. I mean, there's always been. Did you guys at your school have a yo-yo phase? Those what were they called? Are they butterflies or something like that?
We were into the yo-yo balls, which was like a
cheating
yo-yo.
It was cheating
as fuck.
No, the other one though, I think it's called butterflies, I think, or something. There was
where it's like wider on the sides.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
and
it was like
tricks.
Yes, exactly. Those were like so hot in the streets when I was in like I don't know, like fourth grade. Or
Pogs
some
were big, and they were
Pogs
they
were another.
It
one.
Was like thicker string, right?
So yeah, it was
like
a little bit easier.
A long time.
Yeah, and you could let it go
it
to sleep.
Just let it sit there and be like, oh,
yeah.
Oh, that boy Chaps done did it again.
Yeah, there goes Chaps fucking rounding the world like a motherfucker.
The haters will say it's fake, but nope, Chaps is just fucking.
It's Photoshop.
Walking the dog, baby.
Young Magellan, they called him back in the day.
Can you imagine if you could just go back to like 2002 with your cell phone now, like or 2000?
Dude.
If you could go back and be like, what's up, ladies? Do you want to see
out.
This filter that I designed?
Yep. God, dude, that would be. But all there's they've all had there's always been those phases, and I think this is the latest one where it's like you're gonna get them taken away at school, you're gonna get them confiscated because it's just
it's gonna be like Pogs.
Yep, same shit, man.
I'm also the dad that's I'm gonna want my kids to be involved. Like I remember I wanted all the stupid shit. I wanted the Pogs. I wanted the. I think I even got like a Tamagotchi. Like,
Tamagotchi, you know,
you just
want to
be in on
that.
You
want to
be
shit.
In on everything. Yep. So I'll definitely be the guy. I'm gonna. You have to try to get in on these early too. Like now, these things, this little piece of shit was $8. Like, can you imagine how much they're gonna be in like when they sell out and they're gonna make the fancy ones? Someone's gonna come up with the right one. It's gonna be like $50, and all the parents are gonna have to spend them. Like it's the Tickle Me Elmo shit.
I'll tell you who that's gonna be. It's gonna be Barstool Sports. I am gonna text Welker right now because right now if you go to barstoolsports.com/podfather. We got all the onesies, all the baby toddler t-shirts, all the gear you need for your kids. But we haven't jumped into the toy game yet. And I think this is the perfect toy, again, quote unquote, for your kids. I'm going to reach out to Welker, man. You slap a Barstool logo on that or a Viva or some shit. We'll probably mark that shit up to like $20, but you'll buy it.
I would have bought it. I would have bought it.
Hell yeah. Listen. Even if we marked it up, even when we mark it up, that you get so much entertainment out of that. You're probably getting hundreds of dollars of entertainment out of that.
My wife hates this fucking thing, right? And I said, would you rather me do this or be on my phone? She goes, this, 100%.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I already got it.
So you know what? Dad hack for you. Go get yourself. Well, wait for Barstool to come out with it. Wait for the Barstool spinner to come out. Get that. Your wife won't ever be like, oh, you're on Twitter. Your face is always buried in your phone because you just be under the table spinning that fidget thing. Enjoying life for a change.
Getting my wheel on.
Go to barstoolsports.com/podfathers to get all the merch for your kids. Let's get into some bedtime stories. We'll wrap it up today. I'll start off today. Shay says wow to almost everything in the world right now. And she kind of says it like Owen Wilson / Francis doing his Owen Wilson impression. She's like, wow, about everything. We point at like a flower, anything that's like a bright color. Wow. The TV pops on. Wow. And then the flip side is she says, uh-oh, for everything. If you sneeze, uh-oh, you drop something, uh-oh. So it's just wow and uh-oh, wow and uh-oh, over and over again. But she does it. She also
has a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah, exactly. It's like either up or down. She's very much like her father in that. And she does the KFC faces big time. Like she makes these like like shocked faces. So it's like, wow. And her face is just pure awe. And I'm just like, you know me. I'm just like so bitter and jaded at the world. And meanwhile, to her, everything is just incredible. Everything is awe. So shout out to Shay. Wow.
I had a moment like that yesterday. It was May the 4th. May the 4th
May
be with you, Kevin.
Fourth
a day later.
You.
You fucking hater, motherfucker.
Revenge of the 5th.
And you know, in the beginning of this first Star Wars movie, the ship just comes out of nowhere and they're shooting lasers. And Sienna went, wow. And it was the first time she's ever seen it. I was like, she's fucking blown away by this right now.
They know what they're doing.
I was pretty happy.
They know how to make those
proud. I was a proud dad for sure.
What do you got for bedtime story?
That
could be it right there.
Yeah, that could be it. But we had bath time the other day. My wife threw me in bath time. You guys are both the bath people, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not the bath guy. I'm sometimes the night guy. I'm the morning guy,
of
course.
That's a huge part of my brand.
That's very on brand for you. I love bath time. Bath time and gymnastics are the only time I'm happy.
I'm a spot starter, but I go like a good 6 innings, 2 earned. I'm a good spot starter in the bath time. I'll give myself that much.
The mop up man.
She walks away clean with a smile on her face. That's all you can ask for. So we were in bath that day, and she was singing Daddy Chaps. You know this one, Daddy Finger, Daddy Finger. Mm-hmm. She's doing
Where
that.
Where are you?
Here I am. Here I am. How? So she's just getting into that, and she's just talking to herself, and then she just starts like making funny noises, like funny voices to herself, and then she goes to me. She goes, "Daddy." I go, "Yeah." She goes, "I love you," and I go, "I love you too." And she goes, "I love you," and I go, "I love you," and it just escalated to us screaming, "I love you" in weird voices to each other for like a good 5 to 10 minutes. And my wife is there, like, "What the fuck is going on in bath time right now?" And I was like, "I love this girl." I was like, "Not only did she say she loved me, but she's like, she's a weirdo, like
she's doing
me
a
too.
Monster voice." Yeah. Listen, what happens in bath time stays in bath time, man. Don't come in judging me because we're screaming like monsters, mom. Just let us do our thing. We're going to get sudsy. We're going to get weird. It's going to be a good time. Japs, wrap it up for us.
So we go to this church now, and they had like Earth Day at church. And so all the kids have like little kid church where they go up front before they go outside to play on the playground. And McCartney fucking loves it, dude. Like, she gets so excited. Like, the entire time we're sitting in church, she's like, is it time to go up? Is it time to go up? Is it time to go up? I'm like, no, wait. And then he says, all right, the kids can come up. And then she goes down there. And it's, like, real serious. Like, the guy's like, what are some things that we're thankful about on Earth? And, like, all these other little hippie kids are like, oh, we like trees. We like having clean water. Like, their parents have, like, essentially coached them the whole time. And McCartney's at the front, and she's, like, crawling around.
This is going to be great.
This is good. I'm excited.
She's, like, crawling around on the front. In the middle, she's, like, come all the way to the back where we're at, crawls under the seat. It's like, I need to give mommy a huggy. And then she gives her mom a hug, goes back up to the front, sits down, like, right next to the preacher guy. And he's like, does anybody else have anything she wants to say? And, of course, McCartney raises her little dumbass hand.
And you guys are like, oh, fuck, here we go.
My wife and I just look at each other. She's like, yes, McCartney, what do you think is so great about the Earth? And then McCartney, like, sticks her hands out, like, waiting for the microphone. She, like, wants to hold the microphone. And she gets the microphone and goes straight up into it, and she just goes, bubble gum. So, like, the thing she's happiest about in the world is bubble gum. Like, yeah, it is pretty fucking good. I mean,
listen, Earth would not be the same without bubble gum. She ain't wrong, man. That is wrong. Fucking hilarious. A dramatic pause, probably mouth right up against the mic. Bubblegum.
It was, and it just, like, billowed because it was, like, the preacher mic, and he usually has it away from her face, and she sticks it in like she's about to be Bib Marquee and start beatboxing that motherfucker.
Entire church just gets up, starts standing applause.
Awesome, man. Yo, McCartney's going to need her own segment on the show soon. Just
yeah,
McCartney thoughts.
Said, oh, next week we're going to do Ask McCartney Anything AMA on
Reddit?
On Reddit, yeah.
A Reddit AMA in the wacky, wacky brain.
So anything
of McCartney.
Anything that she says, I'll type it out. We'll start it off on, like, Periscope so people can see that.
Awesome.
It's actually her giving
good
answers.
Stuff. We'll set that up. So we'll do the first ever Podfathers Children's AMA. We'll give you more details on exactly when that's going down. Give us a follow on Twitter at Podfathers Show. Also on Instagram at Podfathers Show for more details on McCartney's big debut. That's it for us. Same time, same place next week on the Podfathers.